This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. A strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least 7 people, including a newborn baby. Authorities say dozens are feared trapped in a collapsed apartment building, hundreds of others injured. VOA's belied on the area where the quake hit.
It's known for culture and for history, and there's actually some concern that there are some very old historic temples that may have been destroyed during the quake. But it's also known for high tech and for other industries. Actually, it's one center that Taiwan's leaders are looking to develop in the future. But most of all, it's known for its history.
Taiwan is located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. 1999, a magnitude 7.7 earthquake killed more than 2,400 people. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo, headed toward Turkey, as Russia intensified its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. A charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point, and it was not clear if any would be allowed to enter. The UN mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a small base in Timbuktu, briefly seized by unknown assailants, no one claiming responsibility. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist militant groups and ethnic Tuareg militias. UN established its peacekeeping force in Mali in 2013. This is VOA News. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says respecting women's human rights and granting them access to reproductive health services are essential in the fight against the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
Scientists are trying to determine if there is a definitive link between an outbreak of Zika virus in Brazil and more than 4,500 suspected cases of microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads and brains. Evidence for such a link is strong enough that a number of countries in Latin America are running scared and are making tough demands upon women. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein, notes that some governments are asking women to delay getting pregnant, but are not providing them with a means to control or prevent an unwanted pregnancy. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Cecile Puy, says women and girls face an extremely difficult situation in Zika-affected countries that have restrictive laws governing women's reproductive rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Representatives of the U.S., China, Afghanistan, and Pakistan expected to agree on a plan to facilitate peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. That meeting will be held in Islamabad later today. White House is saying that President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed in a phone call that a planned ballistic missile test by North Korea would be another provocative and destabilizing action. Japan has put its military on alert to prepare to bring down a North Korean rocket should it threaten Japanese territory. South Korea warned of a severe price if Pyongyang proceeds. U.S. economy created fewer jobs than expected in January, but it was enough to bring down the nation's unemployment rate to 4.9%, the lowest level in nearly 8 years. More now from Mill Arcega.
January's job numbers are mixed. On the one hand, the U.S. economy added fewer jobs than expected, but hourly earnings rose. While the job gains were a little disappointing, they still represent 71 straight months of private sector job growth, says President Barack Obama, who could not resist taking a shot at Republican presidential candidates.
The United States of America right now has the strongest, most durable economy in the world. I know that's still inconvenient for Republican stump speeches as their doom and despair tour plays in New Hampshire. I guess you cannot please everybody.
Right now, some economists say other factors, including the domestic impact from plunging oil prices, a global economic slowdown led by China, and weak inflation may be bigger worries than the pace of U.S. hiring. Millar Sega, Washington.
And you can get more on the U.S. economy, plus all the news of the day, at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Our R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.
Last year, right around this time of the year, at the Super Bowl halftime show, she roared in front of 121 million viewers, which is a record for the Super Bowl halftime show. This year, Coldplay has asked Beyonce to join them, and they will try and top 121 viewers for their 15-minute set sponsored by Pepsi at halftime. This is VOA 1, the hits with Chainsmokers, and this is just about the hottest song in the United States right now. This one's called Roses.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. His heart was a stone, but then his hands were on. I turned him to gold, and it took him higher. Well, I'll be a daydream. I'll be your favorite things. We could be beautiful. Get drunk on the time only.
It's new music on VOA 1.
Swifties around the world tuned in to VOA 1, the hits, Taylor Swift and Out of the Woods. That's the latest, which is the sixth release off of her 1989 album. That's a lot of songs off one album. Coming up, Jason Derulo, In My Head and In Your Ears. It's VOA 1.
Jason Derulo. Everybody's looking for love. Oh, ain't that the reason you're at this club? You ain't gon' find a text with him, no, no. I got a better solution for you, girl, Lord. Just sleep with me now, say the word and we'll go. I'll be your teacher, I'll show you the ropes. You'll see the side of love you've never known. I can see it going down, going down. in my head. Oh yeah. Some dudes know all the right things to say. When it comes down to it, it's all just game. Yeah. Instead of talking, let me demonstrate. Yeah. Get down to business and skip for play. Hey, yeah.
Begin.
Natasha Bedingfield and Unwritten. Natasha Bedingfield was studying psychology and arts in college, and she's been doing a lot of work with her mom to help the young people of the world. They've got an organization that supports many different causes, raises money to help with many causes. Natasha says she's working on new music for a new album. I'm Larry London, and you've got VOA 1, the hits.
Catch fire. I can't find no silver lining. I don't. gonna drown you out before I lose my mind. I can't find no silver lining. I don't mean to judge, but when you read your speech, it's tiring. Enough is enough. I'm coming.
My name's Larry London, and coming up, it's the weekend. Well, actually, we've got a few more days before the weekend. This is the singer known as The Weeknd. I Can't Feel My Face.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me. Death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
Face.
Johnny Sledgehammer on VOA 1. That song was released before they even put out their debut album, Reflection, a song that was written for them by Meghan Trainor. Coming up next, the latest from Fall Out Boy, featuring Demi Lovato. Who would have ever thought Demi Lovato and Fall Out Boy together on a song? Well, it works, and it's irresistible on VOA 1.
Tell me it unannounced, try my nails on the tile. I just follow your scent, you can't just follow my smile. All of your flaws are aligned with this mood of mine. Cutting me to the bone, nothing left to leave behind. You ought to keep it concealed, just like I was a weapon. I didn't come for a fight, but I will fight till the end. And this one might be a battle, might not turn out okay. You know you look so Seattle, but you feel so LA.
Nicki Minaj, Starships on VOA 1. The hits. My name's Larry London. Ray McDonald's coming in here next, and I've got a song from Coldplay, who are going on tour. This is the first tour since their Milo Xyloto tour in 2011. So the Coldplay fans have been waiting a long time to see these guys. The album's called Adventure of a Lifetime and A Head Full of Dreams. And it's very exciting to see Coldplay back on stage. You'll see him this coming up Sunday for the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Ray is next on VOA 1, The Hits. I'm Larry London, and I will see you again tomorrow. Bye.
Sky full of stars.